This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies of disinformation, waging war on corruption. And that's what it all comes down to, my friends. I'm going to punch out of here in 5 minutes. I'm all watching take over Richard Reeves and New Hampshire's coming up. We got Anthony Uciari, so much more today. But expanding on all this, I'm not here to give you a pep talk. In fact, when things are really negative, I'm negative. I admit what's happening. But I'm telling you, we are in such a position. Humanity wants to succeed. Humanity wants to win. Humanity wants to thrive. Humanity wants to be successful. Humanity wants to innovate. Humanity wants to go to the next level. And the globalists don't want that because then they won't control the paradigm. Well, guess what? You're not going to control anything. And you want to stick your arms in the wood chipper, go ahead and do it. We're not backing down. There's not playing chicken with us because we're committed and the throttle's pushed down. That's the end of it. Get out of our way. And that's what it comes down to. Because going along with these New World Order people, these parasites, is death incarnate. So I'm going to have more reports tomorrow and throughout the next few days. I'm back on Thursday. But great job to Paul Watson. Sorry to hear this happened to be a jail base. But, you're running into these crazy people. And, and these folks want to start a fight. You've got something to prove. It's a scary thing. But don't worry. In the end, I'm guaranteed I'm going to be smiling when this is all done to the legal courses we have, because we're not here to play games. We're not looking for trouble. But if people come here to get trouble with InfoWars, they've actually come to the right place. We're ready to take action. We stand behind our people as long as they're in the right. I trust you and know you are. But expanding on this is the epic battle for humanity right now. So closing comments from Biggs and Paul Watson. We'll turn it back over to Paul Watson.
I mean, this is something that's happening all over the place. I mean, the fact that I was able to actually get this on film, which is going to, save my butt if this guy tries to go ahead and sue first or something like that, that's the kind of future that's happening. There are people out there who are power hungry, who are in positions or they feel like they're in positions to push people around, and they abuse those authorities, and there's police killings, there's brutality, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And it turns out I happen to be fortunate in this event. Nothing bad spiraled out of control. Too bad, anyways. I mean, it's definitely bad what happened, but it could have been worse. And hopefully, this footage will help, kind of stop some of this stuff, bring it to the forefront, and get it back into a conversation.
Watson?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the footage. And police are trained to de-escalate situations to prevent them from going violent. And this guy engaged in the exact opposite. He immediately escalated the situation, and it's only going to end up turning out bad for him. So, again, it's just when people get infused with this petty power, they always abuse it. And these kind of people exist in every sphere of society. This is why we're seeing now a war on free speech from the perpetually offended, because these are authoritarians who want to mess up other people's lives. They're unhappy people. They're not content with their own worthless existence, so they have
they
to interfere
no
with other people's lives to get their kids.
They have no power. They want to make us give up our speech. I agree. In fact, in closing, Paul, I'd like to hear you after the break when you come back talk about classical liberals like John Cleese and folks like Jerry Seinfeld saying the left is a tyranny. Even Bill Maher saying the left is a tyranny now. They need to get it by design. They need to understand it's an act of total domination. It's not by accident. But how do you think the new left, the authoritarian left, is going to dispatch the old left that doesn't want to live in a Soviet gulag? Guys, great job. Please support the InfoWars. InfoWars.com/show. Spread that seed to the four winds. Because when you're listening and watching this transmission, you know it's not a game. You know it's not hype. You know you're listening to it. This is the resistance.
Okay, there goes Alex Jones. After the break, we got David Knight coming up with some information on the election and other issues. We've also got Beyonce and her halftime performance. Remember, she did one a few years back, surrounded by riot police. Well, now she's surrounded by new Black Panthers in the latest round of this divisive Black Lives Matter propaganda movement. So we're going to take a look at that story. Also, geopolitics. Russia's engaged in massive war games, as are NATO troops. They're talking again about a conflict arising. We'll get into that and much more after the break on The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay right there. We'll be back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back tonight. The Alex Jones Show, headline out of the American Mirror, which is up on the Drudge Report. Video. Bill Clinton accuses Sanders supporters of sexism. An increasingly geriatric Bill Clinton is upping his attacks on the 74-year-old socialist Bernie Sanders and is attempting to link anonymous internet trolls to Hillary's rival. Basically, Bill Clinton has got a printout of mean internet comments, sexist, misogynistic internet comments made against Hillary Clinton, and is blaming them on Bernie Sanders supporters. So we played the video earlier of Madeleine Albright basically saying that all young women should vote for Hillary or they're going to hell. Now Bill Clinton's got a list of mean internet comments calling out a sexism and, again, blaming it on Bernie Sanders. So it goes back to this which we predicted from the very beginning. Hillary Clinton's sole platform, the only thing she's campaigning on, is her gender. And now Bill Clinton has jumped into the fray whining about mean internet comments. David Knight, your thoughts on Hillary and this whole feminist shtick that seems to be falling apart now?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, Paul. And, of course, we had Hillary last week saying that cybersecurity was going to be one of the biggest challenges that we face in the future. Of course, it's the biggest challenge that Hillary faces right now because she put all of her emails on this private server, and yet she has the audacity, the hypocrisy, to talk about cybersecurity being an issue. And, of course, she thinks that she can solve it just by threatening foreign governments. We're going to have to see if the system will, the establishment will actually follow through on this national security religion that we've been fed, the thing that's been used to take away every single one of our freedoms. And if they're going to let Hillary Clinton pass, we need to really push back on that. Of course, there's talk now. We see an article on Drudge Report talking about how people are calling for Loretta Lynch to step aside because they don't believe that she's going to do anything to punish Hillary Clinton.
Now, we had Rubio, of course, came third in Iowa. Many people were surprised with that. Many people pointed to Microsoft being involved in counting the votes and their close ties with Rubio. So basically, a lot hinged on his performance during Saturday night's debate, and things didn't go too well for him, did they, David?
No, actually, it's kind of interesting. So what you were talking about with Alex earlier, the fact that they play this expectation game. They come up with the polls, and if you remember, they were saying just before Iowa, they said, oh, look, you know, Donald Trump has been about 4 or 5 points below Cruz, and now he's all of a sudden he's surging. He's 4 or 5 points ahead. 4 or 5 points is about the margin of error. So they can play that little game. They can come up with their poll numbers, and then if you don't meet their expectations, they proclaim you the loser. But as Ted Cruz said, it was, bronze is the new gold. That was the way they were portraying everything. Clearly, Marco Rubio was the candidate that the establishment wanted to get behind. That's the one that the big money was coalescing behind. But let's play this clip from the debate on Saturday. I think it's one of the most interesting clips because it reveals the method of how they manipulate people. And that's what's important. That's why we cover these debates. That's why we look at the issues. It's the way they use this game, and of course, he was called out in the middle of using this technique by Chris Christie. Let's play that clip.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Barack Obama is undertaking a systematic effort to change this country, to make America more like the rest of the world. That's why he passed Obamacare and the stimulus and Dodd-Frank and a deal with Iran. It is a systematic effort to change America. When I'm president of the United States, to re-embrace all the things that made America the greatest nation in the world, and we are going to leave our children what they deserve, the single greatest nation in the history of the world. Under Chris Christie's governorship of New Jersey, they've been downgraded 9 times in their credit rating. We don't need to add to it by electing someone who has experience at running up and destroying the credit rating of his state.
But I would add this. Here's the second time he repeats the exact same phrase. He's trying to change this country. He wants America to become more like the rest of the world. We don't want to be like the rest of the world. We want to be the United States of America. And when I'm elected president, this will become once again the single greatest nation in the history
Marco
of the world.
Roboto.
Barack Obama has imposed upon us.
Hey everybody, I want the people at home to think about this. That's what Washington, D.C. does. The drive-by shot at the beginning, which
exposes the method.
Incomplete information,
right,
and then the memorized 25-second speech that is exactly what his advisors...
Yeah, he's already done that same little 25-second speech twice, and here he comes again.
2 weeks ago, you didn't even want to go back. They had to shame you into going back. And then you stayed there for 36 hours, and then he left and came back to campaign. Those are the facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Oh, that's the reason why this campaign is so important. Because I think this notion... He doesn't stop.
He keeps going, even when he's called out. He doesn't have anything to say. Okay, so let's fade it down. He just keeps on going, and he does it one more time after that. Because he doesn't have anything else to say except for his little memorized talking points. And that was a very powerful moment. You know, Paul... We've had moments like this in presidential debates before. We had one of the famous moments where Dan Quayle had frequently been comparing himself to JFK because he was very young. Of course, he wasn't as inexperienced as Marco Rubio, who immediately began running for president as soon as he got elected, just like Ted Cruz. But he was comparing himself to JFK, And Lloyd Bentsen, who was from Texas, there was a vice presidential debate. He knew this was coming up, and so he had a soundbite prepared to come back and say, I knew JFK, you're no JFK, and George Bush is no Ronald Reagan. That was his soundbite, and that really was a zinger. That's typically the way that it's done. But in this debate, Marco Rubio did it to himself and continued to do it to himself. He couldn't stop himself from continuing to repeat that line. And that's why everybody is talking about how it looks like he's basically jumped the shark. A lot of people are talking about how he looks like he's it's killed his momentum. We have people who are pointing out that the next day he not only doubled down, but he tripled down, repeating that same phrase over and over again. And I think it's interesting, Paul, that when we look at the exchange that he had with Richard Reeves about the TPP, Richard Reeves began that report with a clip from Marco Rubio going before the CFR talking about how he wanted to give trade promotion authority to President Obama so that he could basically, here's a quote. He says, it's more important than ever that Congress give the president trade promotion authority and finalize the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships. Okay, but why would he do that if he says that Obama knows exactly what he's doing, he's undertaking a systematic effort to change this country? That is part of the systematic effort to change this country, the TPP and the TTIP, that's the Transatlantic Partnership.
Yeah, and I mean, you watch someone like Rand Paul in the debate, he's not going to keep going back to that repeated rhetoric over and over again because, you know, he's not a hypocrite and he has principles. If you have those two things, you don't have to rely on these stock responses, the kind that we saw from Rubio. And what's interesting about it is, you were talking about earlier, you know, Rubio getting the bronze and that being heralded by the establishment as a great achievement. Now they've set it up. Now they're saying in New Hampshire, if he beats the other two establishment candidates nearest to him, Kasich and Bush, that's going to propel him forward as the main challenger to Trump and Cruz. So it will be interesting if he doesn't beat both Bush and Kasich, if again they try to shift the goalposts and say, well, he performed well anyway, he's still the main challenger to Trump and Cruz. So they're really fair on Rubio when it comes to his relatively minor achievements, as it looks like in New Hampshire he's not going to do as well as he did before, purely because of this poor debate performance. Whereas with Trump, they're saying even if he wins by 12 points, he still lost. That's what the establishment Republicans are now saying. So it's the differing forms of treatment for each candidate based on their performance, depending on whether they're part of the establishment or not. So it'll be interesting to see how they treat Rubio after New Hampshire.
Well, it's all part of the method. And that's why it was very important with this debate exchange, because Christie laid this right out. He said, look at what he did. He comes up with a bunch of baseless attacks, and then he criticizes Obama, and then finishes up with a rah-rah speech at the end, when I'm president. And even after he said that, Rubio comes back in with that. That's what we need to understand. Another part of the method, we need to pull the curtain back and show people what they're doing, what the mechanism is, because they do this every single election. The other part of this is building expectations for a particular candidate and then saying, well, he didn't fulfill our artificial expectations, which were done by our own internal polling. Therefore, he's a loser, projecting that onto him. You don't have to support a candidate to be angry about that kind of manipulation, the same way that we saw Ted Cruz manipulate the results by, as the caucuses were beginning in Iowa, sending out text messages to people, having everyone say in the caucus, just as it was beginning, that Ben Carson was going to drop out. Those kind of dirty tricks, those kinds of tactics, and the people who use them ought to be rejected out of hand. Whether or not you agree with this particular candidate, I'm not a Ben Carson supporter, but what happened to Ben Carson was truly dirty tricks. That was one of the dirtiest tricks. I always like to drop something, a lie, at the last minute when nobody can respond to it. And that was the ultimate example of that, dropping that lie just as the caucus was beginning, and doing it using social media to do this throughout all these various caucuses. So now that's what we're going to see in the next phase of this. When they look at the results in New Hampshire, if Trump doesn't win by their pronounced expectations, they're going to pronounce him a loser. We should reject those kinds of games. We should understand how they play this game, how they use these techniques. And we saw one of them exposed yesterday, and it was Saturday. It was absolutely amazing to watch that happen.
And we also saw a similar thing with Hillary and Sanders, of course, before Iowa. Microsoft, who were helping to count the votes, came out with a prediction based on their Bing technology that Clinton would win. Now, it was basically neck and neck at that time. Obviously, she won on a win that included these mysterious coin tosses. But again, it's perception over reality. If you create the perception that somebody's going to be a loser, then that's going to influence people's behavior in a future poll. That's why they do it. It's a proven technique, and we're seeing it again and again, and it's not going to be the last time we see it in this election campaign. But we'll be back after the break with David Knight and Richard Reeves live in New Hampshire. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chip subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, cards, sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
We are back. The Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson with David Knight in studio. Now, the Hillary Clinton campaign is flailing so wildly now that you've got Bill Clinton up there reading mean comments about Hillary and blaming them on Bernie Sanders supporters. They're actually trying to characterize the extreme left-wing Bernie Sanders as sexist. That's how desperate they're getting now. Again, with the fact that Hillary has no platform whatsoever, apart from her gender. We've got Sanders, who has narrowed the gap nationally. The national polls now show that he's almost neck and neck with Hillary, of course, after Hillary being 2-1 ahead. David, what does it say to you about the sheer ineptness of Hillary Clinton's campaign that she's caved so massively to Bernie Sanders, someone who essentially in a national election is unelectable?
Yeah, she's losing the momentum, but remember, Paul, she still has this criminal urge that is there, her criminal capability. If you look at what happened in Iowa, I would call it the Common Core vote counting. There was an article from USA Today talking about specific instances where Iowans claimed that the votes were miscounted. There was one case in particular where there was only one caucus goer in this particular district, Woodbury County, number 43. His name is Keen Schwartz. He says, I voted for Bernie. He told the Des Moines Register, it was really suspicious. I'm actually pretty irate about it because he was the only one there at the caucus. He voted for Bernie, and yet they called it for Hillary Clinton and gave her a delegate out of that county. Then they had another place where they had a 5-4 split in favor of Sanders, and then that got reversed when it was reported. We saw the same types of things happening with Ron Paul 4 years ago. That's what the system does. It's a criminal system. When it's a close election, like it is, like we see now with Sanders and with Clinton, that's when they will start pulling the criminal games of changing the vote counts.
And again, because this has the potential, even though, you know, none of us would agree with Sanders' policies, to completely eviscerate the Democratic Party, just as Trump has done with the establishment Republicans. So it's more important to keep that two-party monopoly together then allow this to happen, which is now why we've got a report out of DC Whispers, where this inside source is basically saying, you know, just like Trump, they never expected the fanfare to last this long. And with Sanders, quote, they have no idea what to do with Sanders. They don't want to offend and politically displace his supporters, while at the same time knowing that if this thing continues to grow, it will destroy the Democrat Party.
Well, I think
it's coming down to that now.
I think, Paul, that what their ace in the hole is, what the establishment's ace in the hole is Michael Bloomberg. We've seen many people talking about this. We've seen the Presidential Debate Commission saying, oh, yeah, we'll open it up for a third-party independent, meaning Bloomberg. They keep it very close, very controlled. They don't want to have real third parties in there, but they'll open it up for Michael Bloomberg. He would be the establishment ringer if Hillary Clinton loses to Sanders or if she's indicted, if something like that happens. And he has plenty of time to do this. A lot of people talk about how they think Joe Biden might get in the race. I don't think that's going to happen. Back in November, they were talking about the fact that Biden needed to make up his mind at that point. If he didn't put himself on the ballot in 4 or 5 states in November, he was going to lose the possibility of getting nearly 500 delegates. There are time limits in which the Democrat and Republican candidates need to sign up in order to have a chance to be on the ballot for those parties. But it is a later time limit for those who come in as independents. If Bloomberg, as he says, he's going to wait until sometime in March, he's going to wait until after Super Tuesday. He'll see how the election returns are going. He'll see, also try to get a feel as to whether or not Hillary is going to be indicted. But he doesn't really have to start getting onto the ballots in all these states until August or September. He could easily do that, and he could come in as the establishment candidate, and that's what he said he would do if the two choices are Sanders and Trump.
Okay, David, just rounding up here in the final minute, other issues that you'll be covering on the fourth hour of the show today.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, I don't know if you've talked about this, Paul, I don't think so. The French general, former general of the Foreign Legion, was arrested because he went to Calais, the place you've talked about many times, how bad the violence is there at that French port. The massive out-of-control immigrants, they said nobody is going to talk in protest of our open border policy. He, along with others, spoke out about that. They arrested him. We're also going to talk about some Ohio homeschoolers that are facing criminal charges because they didn't fill out the paperwork to the satisfaction of the bureaucracy. What is Governor Kasich going to do about that? The guy who's running for president, is he going to allow these homeschoolers to go to jail? We'll see. But we're also going to take a look in detail at Marco Rubio's hypocrisy, saying that we know what Obama's doing. He's trying to take this country down, and yet saying we want to turn over the power to him. Look, Rubio and Trey Gowdy are outsourcing Congress. They're not just content with exporting jobs and importing workers. They're outsourcing their job to a multinational commission.
Okay, David Knight, be sure to tune in for the fourth hour of the broadcast. We'll be right back with more news. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, trying to get Richard Reeves on the line live from New Hampshire to cover the latest there. First, we got this report out of the Washington Examiner. America's sheriffs turn their back on Beyonce's Super Bowl formation performance. Members of the National Sheriffs Association meeting in Washington turned their backs on Beyonce during a Super Bowl halftime party, angered that the NFL allowed her to sing a song that they consider anti-police. So Beyonce basically got up at the halftime Super Bowl show, which of course routinely year after year is used for political propaganda purposes. She donned a, a black leather suit with ammunition affixed to the arms, bullets, surrounded by these Black Panther chic dancers to ram home, again, the divisive racist message of Black Lives Matter. Here's Mark Dice to break it down.
Beyonce's entire Super Bowl halftime performance was a black power propaganda piece to invigorate the Black Lives Matter movement and was dedicated to Malcolm X, who advocated the use of violence. I'll break it down for you in this video. People doubted my prediction before the Super Bowl, and here we go. Baphomet Bimbo, the booty shaker, dressed wearing what looks to be like ammunition, as a black power militant accompanied by an all-black dance crew, very diverse of Beyonce, who were dressed as the Black Panthers, wearing their trademark black beret. This photo, posted by Tina Knowles, Beyonce's own mother, on Instagram, showing her with the dancers giving the black power salute. Of course, she dropped her song, Formation, the music video, the day before the Super Bowl. Again, a call to arms to the Black Lives Matter movement. Their rallying cry, hands up, don't shoot. An entire fraud, the biggest fraud of 2015, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, the 6'4", 300-pound thug. All evidence confirms that he assaulted the police officer after committing a felony strong-arm robbery. The mentally enslaved masses, following the fraud and the lies from booty-shaking Baphomet Bimbo, believe that he was viciously gunned down with his hands up. And then a year later, at the one-year anniversary, one of his close friends pulled a gun and started shooting at police, and then was put down like an animal. Tyrone Harris, before anybody could even think, everyone started, oh, the police have killed another black man. I think he lived, actually. They shot another black man. And then all evidence came out that he owned and was actually arrested earlier for stolen weapons charges. He had opened fire. Here he is pictured on his Facebook page with some guns. Yeah, he wasn't even 21, so he's not even supposed to have those. But that's Michael Brown's good friend, Ty Glock, who opened fire on police at the one-year anniversary of the Ferguson Festival. This is the fraud being perpetuated by the Black Lives Matter movement and their celebrity goddess, Beyonce, who was draped in what looked like bullets, in what looks to be a call to a violent socialist revolution. Look at these people. Absolutely despicable. Yes, the man shot by Ferguson, good friend with Michael Brown, Ty Glocks. Yeah, yep. Of course, Baphomet Bimbo flashed this Illuminati hand sign back at the Super Bowl in 2013. The mentally enslaved masses just love it. They get all drunk. It's a big day for domestic
violence. Mark Dice talking about Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime performance. Again, a political prostitute pitch for the Black Lives Matter movement, which has been flagging after it emerged that Sean King, one of the de facto leaders of Black Lives Matter, was not, in all probability, black. Again, that movement continues to crumble because it's based on extremism. The ideological founder, the inspiration behind Black Lives Matter, is a domestic terrorist who killed a cop in New Jersey and is actually on the FBI's top 10 most wanted domestic terrorist list. But again, you're never going to see Oregon militia people represented at Super Bowl halftime shows, but you're going to see that kind of extremism represented by Beyonce. Again, a few years ago, she was up there dancing with riot cops. Now she's dancing around with Black Panthers in this anti-police, pro-Black Lives Matter divisive way. And now they're actually protesting against it. It looks like there's going to be a boycott. So that controversy continues to build. But we got Richard Reeves on the line. We're first going to go to a couple of videos, because obviously Richard has been down there on the ground in Iowa, in New Hampshire, for InfoWars over the past 2 or 3 weeks. First up, if you didn't see this, this is where Richard confronts Marco Rubio on the TPP. Let's take a look.
it is more important than ever that Congress give the President trade promotion authority so that he can finalize the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Last year you spoke at a Council on Foreign Relations meeting, and you were a big proponent of the TPP. And I was just wondering, the TPP diminishes our U.S. sovereignty and also potentially destroys our borders.
Well, I'm a supporter. No, I'm a supporter of free trade. I have to see if this deal is a good deal. It's being reviewed now by the International Trade Commission. So if it's a good deal, I'll support it. If it's not, it has to be renegotiated.
Okay. Well, at what point does it get seen because it's been kept secret?
No, it's out there. The International Trade Commission is reviewing it. They'll issue their report in May. So until then, I'm not even going to take a position on it. So I got to see what the deal. I got to see all. It's 5,000 pages. So
right, 5,000 pages.
Yeah.
So have you been able to read all 5,000
no,
pages?
No, and I'm not going to even try until the IT. Because if the International Trade Commission comes back and finds that it's not good for America, or the, I won't. No. I'll have to go back and renegotiate.
So basically, you would promise
sir,
the American.
We got a bunch of people waiting.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Thank you.
What about his past support of the TPP, which could endanger U.S. sovereignty and open up the floodgates of immigration? What about that?
Well, I don't think you voted on TPP. Voted on TPA, which allows us to consider TPP, but we haven't voted on TPP yet.
We also spoke at the Council on Foreign Relations. It was a big proponent of it there.
Well, I can't speak to that because I wasn't there.
Okay.
So if you can find a candidate that's perfect, let me know, because there's only been one and he ain't running. So
thank you.
Yes, sir.
There's Richard Reeves talking to Marco Rubio about the TPP, exposing his hypocrisy on that. Reeves also got the chance to ask Hillary Clinton a question about the email hack. Here's that clip.
Secretary Clinton, last week it was reported on Infowars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's totally untrue. Okay, totally
thanks.
Untrue.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
Again, there's Richard Reeves asking Hillary Clinton about the email hack, and we're joined by Richard Reeves from New Hampshire. Richard, you've been on the ground there for InfoWars. We've got the polls telling us that it's going to be a 1-2 win for Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. A quite comfortable margin looking at the current figures. The GOP establishment is now framing it, if Trump only wins by 12 points, he's lost. So what are you seeing down there on the ground in New Hampshire? What can you tell us?
Well, Paul, thank you, and we can only hope that the polls are actually correct, because they're really in danger of losing a lot of credibility on these polls if they don't match what they're coming up with on, as far as these numbers. Now, here on the ground, the sense is that the polls are correct. We've had, you know, Marco Rubio, you played that clip just a little while ago, so he hasn't really been attacked on the TPP yet, although Donald Trump did foreshadow talking about TPP more in this past debate, where, as I'm sure most of our audience already knows, that the audience was stacked totally in favor of the GOP establishment. So here, boots on the ground, the other candidates to watch. I actually see Marco Rubio here is probably in danger of falling fourth or fifth place because of the fact that you've got Kasich and Chris Christie have done a lot of groundwork. We did go to a Kasich event yesterday, and he had an event that almost paralleled Marco Rubio's Friday night event, and considering he's done 100 town halls, Kasich has done 100 town halls, I think that potentially you could see Trump followed by a combination of Cruz, Kasich, Christie, Rubio, somehow in that order, with I think it should be Donald Trump on top, and I think he really won the debate the other day when he exposed the fact that that crowd was a bunch of insiders.
Well, yeah, obviously, he said they were put there to cheer his opponents in the debate, and that's exactly what seemed to unfold. But with Rubio, they've been saying for quite a few days now, you know, after this bronze finish in Iowa, which was heralded by the establishment as a huge success, they were saying he was on course to beat Bush and Kasich in New Hampshire, and that he needed to do so to propel himself as the number one, quote, establishment candidate, which would then see him emerge as a direct competitor with Cruz and Trump. So if Rubio doesn't beat Bush and Kasich, do you think that that is his campaign basically over?
Actually, not necessarily, because I think what we figured out over this past weekend, and we talked about on past shows about GOP splitter strategy, they have a delegate strategy that they want to take to Cleveland, Ohio in July, at the RNC where they can still install one of the favored candidates, which are Kasich, Christie, Bush, Rubio. And it, what it really looks like is they want to keep having results that maybe are a little bit mixed. Maybe Donald Trump is winning consistently, but the other three or four down the ballot keep splitting up the delegate counts in proportional states to where Donald Trump can't achieve the delegate counts he needs. So they don't want it to go to a two-man race where it's Donald Trump versus whoever very quickly. They want to stretch that out, and I think they want to stretch that out at least until the middle of March when we see some winner-take-all states like Ohio and Florida. Like I say, the GOP does have a delegate strategy, and they can pull off that delegate strategy, I'm convinced, because of the way they took that crowd in this debate this last Saturday. That demonstrates that they can get their GOP establishment minions to show up at events. They know who they are. They call them up. They email them, etc. And their plan is to take that level of crowd, that type of crowd, to Cleveland. And if, in fact, Donald Trump does not have probably 60% of the delegates going into the Cleveland convention, then my prediction is that they will install a nominee that has not defeated Donald Trump in primaries or caucuses in the states. They'll do it at the convention. They'll just install whoever they want.
Now, looking at Bernie Sanders, we've got this article out of Reuters today. Presidential hopeful Sanders Clinton in dead heat. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has erased Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's wide lead for the Democratic presidential nomination since the start of the year, putting the two in a dead heat nationally, according to this new Reuters Ipsos poll. Clinton leads Sanders 48% to 45% among Democratic voters, according to the poll of 512 Americans. So Clinton had this 2-1 margin at the beginning of the year. That's been completely eviscerated over the past few weeks. We've now got inside sources basically saying, just as with Trump, they never expected this wave of Bernie Sanders populism to continue. Obviously, we don't agree with the vast majority of his policies, but it seems now insiders within the Democratic Party are terrified of Bernie Sanders, that he could rip apart the fabric of the Democrat Party itself. How do you see it going forward? Obviously, he's tipped to basically obliterate Hillary in New Hampshire. How do you see it going forward in the rounds after that?
Well, we've talked about it before a little bit on the Sunday show and the last Friday show, that Donald Trump is the reason that Bernie Sanders became competitive right there at the end of the year, the first of the new year. You remember Hillary Clinton made a shot across the bow that Donald Trump was a sexist, misogynist, etc., and Donald Trump fired right back right away. The next day, Hillary just zipped her lips, didn't talk about it anymore. But I think that was that explosive in the bottom of a big dam holding up a lake that slowly but surely is cracking and crumbling, and it's breaking loose now. You saw what happened in Iowa, that Bernie, you know, pretty much there was a tie with a few different coin flips. Bernie actually wins Iowa, which he wasn't expected to at all. And then New Hampshire, I think he is going to win New Hampshire. So that momentum from winning New Hampshire, plus the fact that he is getting, Paul, listen to this. He, at last account, which was about a week ago, he'd said that he'd had 3.5 million people donate an average of $27 apiece. So you're talking about that he's got, you know, $80 to $100 million war chest going into these other states. So the Bernie Sanders situation that he might be able to beat Hillary is a real deal. Now, the question is, with both Hillary and Trump, the delegate strategies both exist, because in the case, we talked to a superdelegate just the other day. I don't know if we've uploaded the video yet, but we talked to one of the Democrat superdelegates the other day, and Bernie Sanders really needs to be winning. When he's winning, he needs to win big in these states so he gets big majorities of delegates. He needs to have about 60% of the delegates. It can't be 50.1, or he'll still get defeated at the DNC. It has to be about 60%. Same thing for Trump. They've got to win 60% majorities of the delegates going into these conventions. And otherwise, you know, these different candidates will figure out a way to manipulate the rules, break the rules, bend the rules, change the rules to get their preferred establishment candidates in, Paul.
And again, we see the desperation in the Clinton campaign. You've got Bill Clinton up whining about mean internet comments, sexist, misogynistic comments about Hillary. blaming them on Sanders supporters, the very same tactic they tried against Trump last year. Now they're trying to transpose that onto Bernie. It's having very little success, judging by the media backlash. We've got the woman who accused Bill Clinton of assault to campaign against Hillary's presidential run. So things appear to be getting more desperate for Hillary. But in the final 90 seconds here, just your final observations on what's unfolding in New Hampshire.
Well, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, and we're going to find out if these polls are finally going to be correct. So we're hoping for a Donald Trump win, and we're hoping to see him run the table. And we're hoping for folks out there to get to their precinct conventions and caucuses, both on the Dem side and the Republican side. Otherwise, the establishment will have their way and put in their nominations.
Okay, Richard Reeves reporting live from New Hampshire for Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
There goes Richard Reeves. We've got a minute left in this segment. We've got a few minutes in the next. Just going to hit on some more news, geopolitical this time. 30,000 Syrian refugees mass at Turkish border. This is AFP. Around 30,000 Syrians are at the Turkish border after fleeing a Russia-backed regime offensive on the northern region of Aleppo, the Turkish prime minister said. Now, Reuters is characterizing this assault on Aleppo. They're saying that Aleppo, quote, could soon fall. Of course, that implies that it's about to fall to enemy forces, when in reality, the people in control of Aleppo in Syria right now are the same FSA jihadists who defected to ISIS, who gave weapons to ISIS, which again, the Obama White House has been funding for years. They're now lamenting the fact that they could fall as a result of bombardment from the Russians and the Syrian army. We'll be back with more news after the break. Stay tuned for the final segment of The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
We are back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Monday edition. Now again, I need to direct you to the InfoWarsLife.com store. This is how we fund sending the likes of Richard Reeves to Iowa, to New Hampshire. This is how we fund sending our reporters to Paris immediately after the massacre, into Belgium, into the jihadist ghettos. This is how we pay for the equipment. This is how we grow the operation. And, you know, since I've been working for InfoWars, it's grown exponentially purely because of your support. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical corporations. So we have no shame in offering products that have proven to work for people, which you can see by the testimonials at InfoWarsLife.com. One of our latest products is Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulation for men that is the perfect pair to super male vitality, which obviously has proven very popular. Anthroplex synergistically works with super male vitality by using key ingredients. We're bombarded every day with estrogen mimickers and gender-bending compounds in the food and water supply, and it's time to fight back. This is how you help your body defend against that attack. For a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Supermale Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you get 15% off and free shipping. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex before we sell out our limited first run. So it's 15% off, free shipping, but this deal ends Wednesday. So this is an excellent combination with the Supermale Vitality. Again, proven to fight against those estrogen mimickers, those gender-bending compounds which are bombarding your body. Anthroplex at InfoWarsLife.com. The deal ends on Wednesday, so just a couple of days now. And again, it really helps us support and grow the platform, hire new people, write better articles, challenge the mainstream media directly on the front lines of the battleground at all these places, where we send our reporters, so support us at InfoWarsLife.com. Final news stories here in the last couple of minutes. RT's reporting war games in Middle East could prepare UK for potential Russian war with NATO. The British Army is deploying 1,600 troops in Jordan to take part in war games, which could be a preparation for a potential confrontation between Russia and NATO member countries. On the flip side, we've also got Russia engaged in massive new war games, so that tension continues to build. Meanwhile, over in Germany, after we had the Cologne Festival, double the police presence, and still there were molestations and rapes, now in Mainz, the carnival in Germany, Mainz, the town of Mainz, has been cancelled. The official reason was expected stormy weather conditions, but this was just days after police raided an address in Mainz and arrested potential ISIS terrorists. So again, let's not let the terrorists win by allowing them to change our way of life. Well, that's exactly what we're doing by cancelling these kind of events. Also got this article, which I wrote. Professor demands mandatory Arabic lessons for German children. A prominent professor has demanded that children in Germany be made to take mandatory Arabic lessons in order to help the millions of Muslim migrants pouring into the country. This is a computer science professor, top professor, basically wants Arabic to be compulsory for German school children, even though it won't benefit them. Again, this is another example of Germans having to assimilate into the culture of migrants when it should be the other way around. We got a lot more breaking news at InfoWars.com, but that's going to wrap it up for the show today. Again, David Knight's coming up for the fourth hour with more analysis of the Republican and Democratic primaries, as well as other news. Alex will be back, I guess, popping in tomorrow. And of course, we've got InfoWars Nightly News later tonight. I'll be back tomorrow with Tommy Robinson. That's it for me. Stay tuned for David Knight. Keep it watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.